This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich.
Carmen.
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 Carmen. Carmen, what's going on?
Yep, that's me. I want to know what's going on with your money. Talk to me at MarketplaceMoney.org. And joining us now is 30-year-old Amanda from Chicago. Now, usually when I get a 30-year-old asking me a question about money, it's all, how do I get out from under all this student loan debt? I can't save a dime. Well, not magical, Amanda. She not only has no debt, she has six figures in retirement savings and another six figures in cash. She's amazing. But Amanda was recently let go from a place where she's worked for a very long time. And now she's asking, well, can I just retire? That's right. You heard it. A 30-year-old is asking about retirement. But Amanda, I have to start by asking you first, my question, how did you save that much money?
I was fortunate that my family taught me the value of savings. And I started at a young age, and I knew when I forewent the choice to go to college or pursue higher education that I was taking a risk, and I wanted to insure myself when I took that risk. So I saved while I was working and fortunately amassed a good emergency fund.
And Amanda, you wrote in with this fabulous word that we so rarely hear, let alone with a 30-year-old, but you said you want to retire. What's up with that?
Yeah, I'm calling in today because I'm hoping you'll tell me that I'm ready to buy a boat and sail into the sunset.
At 30, though. Do you picture yourself, though, at 30? Is that what you're seeing, that you want to, you know, get that boat and sail off into the sunset until you're 80, 90?
I just want to know, like, when is enough enough? I feel like I was diligent and put away money while I was young and working, which I know is an equation maybe for success, but I want to know at what point is enough enough.
Well, and that's the thing, Amanda, you've saved so much. Do you know that you actually have more in savings and retirement savings than over 75% of this country? Like, you are a member of the savings elite. And here's the thing, though, I have to ask you, because when people save, you have to answer this question. What are you saving for exactly?
My goal is always to work as hard as I could for as short as I could. And so I was saving with the idea that I had to work a job for as little as possible. And I don't know if I'm there yet, but that was my goal.
And, you know, most folks this day and age are really afraid of being laid off. It seems like you sound really happy.
I am. Yeah. I would say now is the happiest that I have ever been.
So you're like, wave the pink slip in the air like you don't care because you were happy.
I'm laughing all the way to the bank, right?
Well, that's brilliant because you also collected unemployment as well.
I did, yes.
Yeah, Amanda, so I recommend that you give yourself a little bit of a time limit. Do you know very clearly what you want to do in that one? Like, let's say if you give yourself that 1 year time frame, how does that look to you?
I wouldn't say that I necessarily know clearly. I would love to explore starting a blog or my own kind of food business. Am I 100% committed to that? And do I have right now the knowledge or wherewithal to do that? Not necessarily. So that's certainly the first opportunity that I would like to explore. And otherwise, I kind of hope that I have this light bulb moment where, you know, I have this time off and one day I'm kind of sitting around in the kitchen and it's like, oh, this is exactly what I want to do. And hopefully pursue maybe another aspect or opportunity in life.
Well, it's funny because the way you describe it, that maybe the light bulb will come. But that's very important to recognize. You know, a lot of folks don't realize that the light bulbs turn on. They don't do it by themselves. They do it because you're out there getting experience and doing things and figuring it out.
Right. Yeah, I need to kind of pursue other things while I have this time or meet other people that might open different doors for me.
Yeah, and I have one more piece of the puzzle that we all got to think about, and you need to think about if you want to. What about settling down? You have any thoughts there?
I mean, if you know someone and you want to introduce me, I'm totally.
Amanda, totally setting you up. I know some people in Chicago. Someone's got to deserve you, however, because you are in a very interesting financial situation. You have earned and saved and built yourself up a big bunch of assets at the age of 30. And so my question, part of that is, do you ever think about that when you settle down with somebody, or you, let's say, live with somebody or end up in a home with somebody, what are you going to do with that money? How do you see all that factor in?
I don't know. I think it would be kind of a turnoff for me if I was to meet someone that would not have kind of the same spending habits as I have. And not necessarily that they have to have built the same kind of things that I have, but to live a similar lifestyle, I think, would be attractive.
Oh, yeah, because you want to bond on budget, right?
Right, exactly, yeah. Budget love.
Budget bonding. Budget love. That's
yeah,
a good
exactly.
one. Not that you need a partner to feel whole, but the issues really here to think about, it sounds like you worked really, really hard, and now it's time for you to do what you want to do. And
yeah.
You definitely have set yourself up very well. But I tell you, you're only 30. The odds are you're going to live to about 84 as a woman, you know? So, wow, that's a lot of time. Is this enough to take you through? Absolutely not. But have you set yourself up on a good foundation and great habits that you could do what you want to do and make a little bit of money? Now, I would encourage you to not use the money that you have saved up beyond 1 year.
Okay.
Simply because, now, would your emergency fund that you have $35,000 in cash. Would that sustain you for the year?
Oh, yeah. Definitely 1 year, if not a little bit longer.
Oh, wow. Bravo. Bravo, Amanda. So that is okay because
okay.
You don't want to exhaust those funds. You want to be able to continue to have that freedom. The longer and the more you can kind of get some income coming in, whether it's a part-time job or you start making money on the site, you know, that is going to be able to keep you in that lifestyle. But if you want to give yourself, and I recommend you give yourself a time limit, and say, when my balance gets to blank or when a year has passed, then I'm going to have to kick myself. If I don't have enough money coming in, I'll have to go back to work somehow. But just be okay with plan B. Are you okay with plan B, which is going back to work?
Yeah, absolutely. I am. In whatever capacity. Again, if it's part-time, if it's a small amount of income, or if it's a second career, great.
That's fantastic. And it sounds like you're really realistic about what could happen.
I hope so.
Amanda, I now crown you Marketplace Money's first unicorn. You are a fantastical creature who actually exists. Amanda from Chicago, 30 years old, with six figures saved away. Thank you so much for joining us, Amanda.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
So do you want to retire early? You can read more about what to consider online at marketplacemoney.org and follow and tweet us at How We Live Money. Share your thoughts, comments, and especially your questions.